If you've spent much time on YouTube, you've probably come across one of the more popular video genres, interspecies friendships. What popular video genre have you probably come across if you've spent much time on YouTube? If you've spent much time on YouTube, you've probably come across the popular video genre, interspecies friendships. Bubbles the elephant and Bella the dog are dear friends in South Carolina. Who are dear friends in South Carolina? Bubbles the elephant and Bella the dog are dear friends in South Carolina. Videos of the 9,000-pound behemoth playing in the water with her little friend have racked up almost 4 million views. What is the 9,000-pound behemoth doing in the videos? The 9,000-pound behemoth is playing in the water with her little friend in the videos. How many views have the videos racked up? The videos have racked up almost 4 million views. Similarly, the heartwarming story of Shere Khan the tiger, Baloo the bear, and Leo the lion has touched the hearts of millions on YouTube. What is the heartwarming story of Shere Khan the tiger, Baloo the bear, and Leo the lion done to millions on YouTube? The heartwarming story of Shere Khan the tiger, Baloo the bear, and Leo the lion has touched the hearts of millions on YouTube. They were rescued from their owner, an abusive drug dealer. Who were they rescued from? They were rescued from their owner, an abusive drug dealer. Now the three fearsome animals are a loving family living together in an animal sanctuary. What are the three fearsome animals now? The three fearsome animals are now a loving family. Where are they living together? They are living together in an animal sanctuary. Foxes and cats, dogs and owls, gorillas and kittens, the examples of these unlikely friendships go on and on. What are some examples of unlikely friendships? Foxes and cats, dogs and owls, gorillas and kittens are some examples of unlikely friendships. Do the examples of unlikely friendships stop? No, the examples of unlikely friendships don't stop. The examples of unlikely friendships go on and on. One of the more peculiar interspecies friendships is between humans and wild animals. Is one of the more peculiar interspecies friendships between humans and wild plants? No, one of the more peculiar interspecies friendships isn't between humans and wild plants. One of the more peculiar interspecies friendships is between humans and wild animals. Over 10 million people have marveled over the video of an emotional reunion between a lion and the men who raised him. How many people have marveled over the video? Over 10 million people have marveled over the video. Who was the emotional reunion between? The emotional reunion was between a lion and the men who raised him. Their story begins in England. London in the 60s was a wild place to be. Where does their story begin? Their story begins in England. Was London a boring place or a wild place to be in the 60s? London was a wild place to be in the 60s. Things got even wilder for two party-loving Australians when they adopted a lion. Did things get calmer for two party-loving Australians when they adopted a lion? No, things didn't get calmer for two party-loving Australians when they adopted a lion. Things got wilder for two party-loving Australians when they adopted a lion. In 1969, John Rendell and Anthony Burke were shopping in a luxury department store when they came across a 3-month-old lion cub in a tiny cage. Where were John Rendell and Anthony Burke shopping? John Rendell and Anthony Burke were shopping in a luxury department store. What animal did they come across? They came across a 3-month-old lion cub. Was the lion cub in a big cage? No, the lion cub wasn't in a big cage. The lion cub was in a tiny cage. Seeing a young lion in such a confined space upset them. They wished to right this wrong. What did seeing a young lion in such a confined space do to them? Seeing a young lion in such a confined space upset them. Did they wish to forget this situation? No, they didn't wish to forget this situation. They wished to right this wrong. They purchased the lion and named him Christian. The two friends raised him as if he were their child. He wasn't. What did they name the lion they purchased? They named the lion they purchased Christian. How did the two friends raise him? The two friends raised him as if he were their child. Was he their child? No, he wasn't their child. Christian was a wild animal, yet this king of the jungle was surprisingly well-behaved. Was Christian a tame animal or a wild animal? Christian was a wild animal. Was this king of the jungle poorly behaved or well-behaved? This king of the jungle was well-behaved. Caring for Christian was hard but rewarding. The young lion appeared happy in their London apartment. What was it like caring for Christian? Caring for Christian was hard but rewarding. How did the young lion appear in their London apartment? The young lion appeared happy in their London apartment. He ate steak, and like a house cat, he used a giant litter tray as a toilet. And they walked him in the local churchyard like a dog. What did he eat? He ate steak. What did he use as a toilet? He used a giant litter tray as a toilet. Did they walk him like a dog? Yes, they walked him like a dog. Where did they walk him? They walked him in the local churchyard. But was Christian really suited to live a domestic life? After a year, John and Anthony decided the answer was no. When did John and Anthony decide? John and Anthony decided after a year. What did they decide? They decided Christian wasn't really suited to live a domestic life. They flew Christian to Kenya. A lion conservationist introduced Christian to the land of his ancestors. Where did they fly Christian? They flew Christian to Kenya. Who introduced Christian to the land of his ancestors? A lion conservationist introduced Christian to the land of his ancestors. The pampered pet returned to a more natural life in the wild. What did the pampered pet return to? The pampered pet returned to a more natural life in the wild.